What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to the show, The Walking Dead Recap Show. I'm sitting here in my living room. I originally recorded my feels of last night's episode after I watched it, but I totally forgot about two characters that I really wanted to address. So I'm doing a reaction to last night's episode called The Tower that aired on Sunday, April 5th, episode 15, in my living room while the boys... Jackson's watching YouTube, Jason and his brother, and Maddox is watching something on the iPad. So if you hear them in the background, just bear with me. I'm going to do this really fast. So last night's episode, pretty damn good, like I mentioned earlier. We had definitely moments with certain characters. First, before I even get into that, I think the main thing that I tweeted about, the only thing I tweeted about last night episode was, is loving and being a fan of Princess. Eugene and Ezekiel and Emiko finally hook up with Princess last weekend's episode. So now it continued last night, and I gotta say, Princess was awesome. I was a little concerned when they're walking through the minefield because I really saw that distance between her and the group, and I was like, man, if she blows up, that's gonna totally suck. But everything worked out. I'm glad the group decided to include her. I think the reasoning for her kind of loopiness is because she's been by herself this entire, you know, this entire time. Plus, it's true, she did come through. There weren't rides, cars, but she was able to get them bikes, which is great. So I hope Princess stays. Looks like she's got some firepower. Hopefully they allowed her to go back and get all her stuff. So I'm glad that worked out. Another big scene for me was Carol and Kelly. Carol feeling like crap about her sister. But I've never been a big fan of Kelly until this episode. I think this episode, I liked her. Yeah. And so I like Kelly. Her giving the advice to Carol and bringing up the whole superpower thing and the stories they've heard about Carol, I think that's what Carol needed to hear. So I'm so glad, because Carol needs to get back to old Carol and not crazy Carol that just wants to be a loner. So kudos to Kelly for giving that advice, and I'm glad they worked that out. Negan and Lydia, oh man, that was insane and intense. Negan obviously feels like crap, means that he feels like crap, but Lydia ain't having it. But I think she got it out of her system in that last moment. That was pretty intense. I don't know who the little actress is, but that girl's got some acting chops. But it was good to see all that happen and get played out and get squashed. Definitely, it's obvious that everything's getting squashed, because I think something huge is coming, which is going to be this big horde fight that Beta's bringing. Daryl and Judith, that was emotional. That little girl also acting chops is great. Her not telling Daryl about Rick, I was just waiting for it. I was like, come on, come on, come on, come on. Shut the door. Shut the door. What? Mommy. Mommy's not here. She went to the store real quick, and she's coming right back. Look, what's going on in the ball pit? No, she's not here. Come over here. Look, go look out your brother's window. Sorry about that, people. See, I told you, they're here. Daryl and Judith. I'm glad Daryl is showing her the Jedi way. Judith is just like her mom and her dad, or dads. I'm glad he's showing her the way. I'm glad that Judith is somehow trying to keep this humanity thing around and try to get Daryl to realize, you know, you can't leave somebody in the ditch. So reminds me of Carl from back in the day. So she's got a little Carl in her as well. She's just like a little goulash of all the goodness. And I know some of y'all might think that Shane isn't good. Shane was good. And then he got a little cray cray. And I was hoping that Judith was going to tell Daryl about where Michonne went and why she went. I was like, tell him. But I think, I don't know if y'all agree with me, I think if Daryl found out, I think he would help the group, and then he would bounce to go find Rick. That was like his brother. But I'm glad that she got it out there to Daryl, and that got all fixed. Beta, the Horde, Aaron, Alden, all that stuff that's going on right there, that's insane. obviously, I just saw the trailer for the next episode, and it looks like Alden and Aaron get away. Beta and his horde, yeah, I agree with that. Whisperer, Beta is losing it. And I don't know where these voices are coming from. It doesn't sound like Alpha. Could that be his frat? I don't know. But Beta is on a mission to destroy everything living in his path. So curious to see how that's going to pan out. By looking at the trailer I just saw, it's the finale. Now, apparently, I just looked online. The finale was supposed to air this coming up Sunday, the 12th. But now it's postponed till later in 2020 because of the coronavirus. It's going to be considered a special episode, which is whack. Like, now I have to wait? Like, how long do we have to wait? Does anybody know the date when this is supposed to air? I'm looking, and I don't see anything yet. But I did notice in the trailer, though, if you haven't watched it, Maggie returns. And if there's a character with some, like, a mask, is that Maggie? Because if it is, she's going to be badass. So I'm curious how that's going to pan out. But other than that, those are my feels. I thought it was a great episode. Princess, Carol and Kelly, Negan and Lydia, Daryl and Judith. Those were some big scenes for me in this episode. And of course, Beta getting his horde ready. Yeah, that was intense also. You know, a big fight is going to be happening in the finale of season 10. So just going to have to wait to see when this one's going to air. Maybe they'll be like, since everybody's at home, we'll go ahead and air it early for you guys. Hopefully that'll go back to it. So if anybody finds out, please let me know. I'll keep my eyes open as well. If I get it, I'll share it as well. So that's it. I got to watch these boys now because my boy's got his little garbage truck out. There's no telling what kind of noise he's going to make with this. So everybody stay safe out there. Practice social distancing. Don't go out unless you have to, meaning grocery store, the essential stuff that you need to get. Don't go out. Don't go partying. Don't go hook up with friends. Don't go look at the family. I'm keeping my kids and my family in a bubble. My own mom tried to come over. I was like, hell no, you ain't coming over, mama. So just let's knock this crap out. Stay safe out there. Help where you can help. Shout outs to the doctors, nurses, everybody, store clerks, HEB workers, truck drivers, all that stuff. I gotta say it again. You guys are in the front lines, and props to you guys. And I'm sending positive mojo out in the universe to make sure everything works out for you guys out there as well. So that's it for us. Have a great week, great Monday. And don't forget, iWatchMike.com. If you want to scroll up to the top, you'll see the place where it says podcasts. Click on that and you can see more podcasts there. iWatchMike.com is the blog again. Mike the Movie Guy, Twitter. Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram. Mike the THA. Movie Guy on Snapchat, I Watch Mike on Facebook. Everything's on the blog, iwatchmike.com. Make sure you swing by there. I used to have some giveaways, but since this whole coronavirus thing is, everything's been kind of put on halt. So make sure you check that whenever you get a chance. The Walking Dead Recap Show, search it for it on iTunes and audioboom.com. And that's about it. So take care. Have a great week. Peace out.